Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first paragraph of Masechta Nedarim, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So last Mishnah taught us that Kinuyim can be used as a Neder. So now we're going to have examples of Kinuyim. Ha'omer l'chaveru konum konach konach. So if a person says to another guy, this loaf of mine is like a konum to you, or it's like a konach to you, it's like a konas to you, harei elu kinuyim l'karban. Those are valid Kinuyim for a karban, meaning it's as if you're saying that this should be like a karban to you, which means it is asr to you. So the Neder is valid, and that loaf of bread is in fact aser. Cherek, cherech, cheref, if instead of saying that this loaf of mine is a cherem to you, you say it's a cherek to you, a cherech to you, a cheref to you, harelu kinuyim lecherem. Those are valid words to use instead of cherem. And what about kinuyim of nazirus? If instead of saying nazir, you say nazik, naziach, paziach, so harelu kinuyim lenazirus. Those are valid kinuyim for nazirus. And what's a kinuy for a shavua? If instead of saying shavua, you say shavusa, shakuka, nadar b'mosa, or you swear by using the term that I make a mosa that I will not eat this loaf of bread, hare elu kinuyim shavua. Those are valid terms to use instead of the word shavua. Shavua and shakuka mean shavusa rather, and shakuka both mean a shavua in foreign languages, and mosa is an alternative word for mumsa, which is the Aramaic word for a shavua. That's why all of these lashonos work. Now we move on to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. So we said, you can make nedarim by linking the object of the neder to the item that is aser. So the classic example of that is that this is like a karban, right? That this chefetz should be like a karban. So the Mishnah deals with statements that have some sort of hint to a karban, but you don't quite mention it explicitly. Ha'omer lo chulin lo ochalach. A person says, it's not chulin, I will not eat that which is yours. Meaning, which we assume to mean, that your food is not chulin, rather, it is kachim, and that's why I'm not going to eat it. Meaning, I'm treating your food like kachim, and therefore I'm not going to eat it. Lo kasher velo dachi. You say, it's not kasher, or it's not dachi. It's not mutter, or tahar, or you say that it's not tahar. V'tame nosor pigel. Or you say, it's tame, it's nosor, it's pigel. Aser. So in all those cases, the other person's food is aser to you, because those are terms that are used in connection with karbanos, and therefore you probably mean to say that it's like a karban, and therefore the neder is going to be a valid neder. Now lo kasher lo ochalach, is the phrase that when we say lo kasher, we mean that the guy said lo kasher lo ochalach. I mean, your food is not kosher, rather it's pasul, and therefore I will not eat it. Right, lo dachi also means the same thing, that your food is not mutter, and rather it is aser, and therefore I will not eat it. The terms kasher and pasul is a reference to karbanos, because kasher and pasul are relevant terms that we always use by karbanos. So if you say this food is not kasher, that's considered to be associating it with a karban. Now a few more of these types of nedarim. Ki imra, if you say whatever I eat of yours is like a lamb, it's like a sheep, which probably means a sheep that is a karban. Kedirim, or you say it's like the enclosures, which is where in the Beis HaMikdash, they would keep the firewood that was kept in various dirim, in the dira etzim or whatever, where they would keep sheep or other things that were needed for the running of the Beis HaMikdash. Or ke'etzim, you say it should be like logs of wood, which presumably you're not referring to just any logs of wood, you're referring to the logs of wood that they would use on the Mizbeach. Ke'ishim, where you say it should be like the fires, which presumably you mean like the fires on the Mizbeach. Ka'mizbeach, you say it should be like the Mizbeach itself, or Kehechel, like the Hechel, Kirushalayim, like Yerushalayim, which probably also means Karbanos, because Karbanos are brought in the Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim. Not the Be'echel Mikol Meshamshe Mizbeach, or if you took a neder by referring to any of the Meshamshe Mizbeach, any of the forks that were used to turn over, the pitchforks that they would use to turn over the meat in the Mizbeach, the bowls where the blood of the Karbanos was caught, the shovels that they would scoop up the deshen from the Mizbeach, on the ashes on the Mizbeach. So if you use any of those terms, like bowls, like shovels, like, any of those things, then that is a valid neder. Aval bishlo hizkir karban, even though you didn't say the word karban, hareza neder b'karban. That is considered that you took a neder b'karban. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ha'omer Yerushalayim lo omer klum. Rabbi Yehuda says, now if you say Yerushalayim, that doesn't mean anything. without the word Ki Yerushalayim, which links it to Yerushalayim, then the nether is not valid. Meaning you just seem to be making a shvua, like, by the life of Yerushalayim, I'm not going to eat. So that doesn't mean anything. And L'chorah, Rabbi Yehuda would disagree about Ki Imra and all those things also, that if you say Imra but not Ki Imra, if you say deer but not Ki deer, so then it also doesn't mean anything. So the Mishnah is telling us that the Tanakama, L'chorah disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Tanakama, you don't need to say Ki, even though that's what we actually said when we mentioned the sheet of the Tanakhama. So to review what we learned today, in Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, we learned a variety of terms that could replace the word Konam, so the kinuyim of neder. So we said konam, konach, konas, and we said a variety of words that could replace the word cherim, like cherim, cherim, cherif, and a variety of words that could replace the word nazir, like nazik, naziach, paziach, and a variety of words that could replace the word shavua, like shavusa and shakuka, and all of that is valid. Those are kinuyim. And then in Mishnah Gimel we learned that if you say various formulations that don't quite identify a carbon, but allude to a carbon, then that is considered a valid neder. So you say lo chul lo achalach lo kashal lo dachi, whatever, etc. And then if you say that something should be like a sheep, like a deer, like etim, like anything that's associated with the Beis HaMikdash, we assume that that's also like a carbon, and therefore it's a valid neder. Rabbi Yehuda, however, says that you have to say ki. If you don't say ki, that it should be like, you just say that it's Yerushalayim, or that it's a deer, or that, then it's not going to work. The implying that Tanakama holds that even without the ki, it is going to work. Tomorrow we'll pick up with the next Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet.